I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. In this fast-paced world where everyone seems to be in some sort of rush, it's good to have someone to remind you to just pause for a while and take a moment to yourself. This is the era of health enthusiasts and experts where a lot of people are trying to get rid of medicines and painful treatments. And this is where alternative medicines have been performing extremely well these days. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast. Our guest in today's episode of Hear Me Out is a registered alternative medicine professional, Dr. Namrata Gautam. She is the founder of Drugless Healthcare Center in Noida and has an experience of over 25 years. She is an expert in running healthcare forums via camps and seminars in different countries. Please welcome the very calm and the very composed Dr. Namrata Gautam.
Hi Shruti, and hello to all. First of all, I must appreciate you and G Cafe for taking this initiative of this podcast series on the eve of Women's Day. And thanks to you for giving me this opportunity to be a part of this.
That's very kind of you to say. Thank you so much. Let's just dive straight into the questions now. Dr. Namrata, I'm aware that alternative medicines is a huge field, right? And it incorporates several therapies and practices of different kinds. For example, there's acupressure, there's sujog, there's cupping and all of that. But I also realize that not a lot of people know about all such therapies. So would you like to discuss the alternative therapies that you offer and how does it really work?
In my therapies, I apply sujog therapy, acupressure, music therapy, and food therapy to detoxify the body. There are five elements, you know, fire, water, metal. Basically, I use to balance these energy of the elements in body and patients get recovered. Music therapy is very much helpful in chronic diseases because everything is in our mind and music is the best healer. I spend mostly 7 to 8 hours minimum with my patients. I feel very much happy when I see their smiles on their faces after recovering them.
I'm sure helping your patients out must be a very rewarding experience, and like you said, it makes you happy to see how they are progressing. But how did all this begin? Did you always know that you wanted to be a doctor, or have there been some reroutes in the journey?
Well, in short, I wanted to be a doctor in my childhood, but did master's degree in vocal music. Circumstances. Then after, left doctorate in music because I cleared my NET exam and got a job of lectureship. But due to family responsibilities, I left my job there and shifted to many cities because of the transfers of my husband. After 14-15 years, I felt that my mother recovered from arthritis with the help of alternative therapy. And then my husband told, "Why don't you learn this therapy?" It was amazing for me. And then I did diploma and all the courses, then did MD in alternative medicines. My learning of music helped, and I started practicing music therapy also with all the alternative therapies after 2002. My mother and my husband are the great inspiration for me. And then my family, whole family, supported me a lot.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. That's a very touching journey that you have had. And I agree that a family's support can do wonders to one's career and achievements. Dr. Namrata, in all these years of experience, I'm sure you would have come across several perks and challenges. Would you like to share some of them?
What can I say about perks? It is different. with different patients according to disease and their problems. But challenges are many because 90% of patients don't come first in alternative therapies. They used to come after suffering for many years with their problems here and there. Then it becomes harder for me. But no worries, after all, the patients are recovering in few sittings. That's matter. And I am happy they are recovering.
I get a feeling from you that your patient's recovery really pleases you well. And on a lighter note, I would like to ask you a follow-up question to that. You know how as writers, for example, we often see opportunities around, and there are times wherein even the most painful moments emerge in form of poetry for us, let's say. Similarly, I'm curious if doctors also go through such experiences wherein, you know, you just look at someone and you sort of get a sense of the possible diseases they might be going through. Does that happen often? And have you had any such experiences?
Yes, there are many, but I'm sharing my own experience. When I was learning, I used to imagine everyone as patient and started diagnosis, how they are speaking, how they are walking, or how they are sitting. Actually, these all are the part of diagnosis in my energy treatment. But undoubtedly, it helped. Every time it helped.
That is quite interesting to know. And before we let you go, Dr. Namrata, would you like to share any final words for our listeners? And also, you know, if there are any advices that you would like to share for people who would want to know more about alternative therapies and would want to learn practicing it and maybe build a career out of it.
My best wishes for all. Keep smiling to be fit and laugh whenever you want. Spend more time with yourself and select the priorities. And for students, there are also possibilities. Start everything with positive attitude and win. Best wishes. Very nice to meet you, Shruti. Thank you so much.
Well, the feeling is absolutely mutual. Thank you so much for joining us today. With this, we come to the end of today's episode of Hear Me Out. I am your host, Shruti, and we were in conversation with Dr. Namrata Gautam from Drugless Healthcare Center. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast.